welcome to another episode of Audio Dust Jacket. I'm your host, Kevin Finn, and we have a great show for you today. First up on the show, we have Anna Stevens. She's no stranger to the Business Radio X microphone with her book, Turn Your Dreams and Wants into Achievable SMART Goals. Welcome, Anna.
Hi, Kevin, and hi, everybody. Thanks so much for having me. I'm so excited to be back, and I'm actually drinking my tea right now out of a cup that says Atlanta Business Radio X. I love you guys. You add great value to our Atlanta community and Atlanta, greater Atlanta area community as well.
Well, thank you for that, Anna. Before I go into your book, which is a great book, it's a very logical way to reach your goals. Can you just give us a little background about yourself?
Absolutely. So I will start, I guess, from the beginning. I came to the United States back in 2008 as a Russian bride. And what happened after that, to me, may be considered a heartbreaking story by many people, but it's actually a very happy story for me. In April of 2009, I escaped from my abusive ex-husband, whom I came here to this country for, and I was placed in a shelter for victims of domestic violence. I felt, frankly, very alone in a foreign country, unable to speak the native language. The fact that I'm actually speaking to you now, Kevin, is not something I'm taking for granted. I taught myself English in 1.5 years. So back then, I was incapable of asking for even simple things, and what's worse, I was unable to understand what people around me were saying. So 4 short years ago, that was basically me in America. I was deaf, blind, and dumb. And then I worked very hard to restore myself and rebuild my life. And mm-hmm. Now I'm obtaining my MBA. I'm about to graduate from Georgia State University with a professional MBA. I run my own entrepreneurial business as a solopreneur. I do everything for my business, which I also taught myself. I do consulting, training, and coaching in neuroemotional intelligence, produce multiple trainings, and including video trainings. And I also coach people. So from my interactions with people, from my consulting work, I learned that many people are stuck in their comfort zone, mm-hmm. and they want to create a positive change, and they want to achieve more. They want to advance their success to the next level, but sometimes they don't know how to, or sometimes they may be just lazy. So I created a toolkit of strategies, methods, templates, worksheets to help people through their self-discovery process. It's not easy for some people to even understand where they want to go. It's not easy for some people to understand where they are. So I created all this comprehensive tools, and I was thinking about a way of sharing with people, and I discovered that the best way to share is through a book. And that's how I wrote my new book that is called Turn Your Dreams and Wants into Achievable SMART Goals.
I love it.
And it's a thank you. It's a comprehensive manual on effective goal setting for entrepreneurs, managers, and parents.
Well,
that's a little background.
that is an amazing story, very touching, very inspiring. Talk a little bit about, I know you're known as like an emotional intelligence maven, and talk a little bit about emotional intelligence and if that plays into your book.
Absolutely. Emotional intelligence is a set of skills that enables you to understand yourself and to also build mutually satisfying, beneficial relationships with people. But you know what, Kevin? I always say that you really can't build great, meaningful relationships with others unless you have a good relationship with yourself. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I have a special assessment that is called EQI 2.0, and with my coaching clients and with my consulting clients, I use this assessment to evaluate people's emotional intelligence competencies. We have 5 areas, and we have a total of 15 of them. And all these details can be found on my website, that is www.eqforsuccess.com. EQ stands for emotional intelligence. So on my website, you will find a wealth of information about how emotional intelligence is applicable to you and to your success. But you're absolutely right asking about this concept being used in my book. Definitely. I don't call it that because, you know what, Kevin, I wanted to write this book in a way that it would be perceived by people as a conversation with a coach.
Okay.
I wanted you to read it in your rocking chair, in your fireplace, or in your office during quiet evenings. And I wanted you to feel as if I'm sitting in a room with you just having a conversation. That's why I kind of didn't want to overwhelm people with new concepts about emotional intelligence. But definitely, the knowledge and the structure is implied in the book. It's just not called that.
Definitely, that's a great philosophy for a book, and I love the concept. And everyone has dreams, and this book helps you break down it into a way where you can actually reach these dreams instead of them being up. Because everyone has dreams, but not anyone knows how to get them. This breaks it into bite size. Things you can do to reach your dreams.
Oh, you're absolutely right. This book is actually, how I see it, it is a comprehensive manual. I see the book being used by entrepreneurs, managers, and parents, and being on their desktop as a manual to refer to on a daily basis. This book offers a wealth of practical strategies to actually identify the goals that are meaningful and matter most to you, Kevin, not to
yes.
your mother or your father or your wife or your boss or your children. We often do what others want us to do, but I have tools and strategies that I'm offering in my book to identify the goals that are meaningful and matter most to you. And it teaches you to actually objectively evaluate your goals and eliminate the ones that aren't realistic, because often we dream instead of having goals. We wish. We think that I want to be a millionaire, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we need to have some kind of methodology to evaluate how realistic is your goal. And you know what? It is very possible that you may become a millionaire in a year. It may not be. So there must be some kind of toolkit that you can apply to see how realistic is it. And I'm supplying you with that toolkit. The book also provides solutions for overcoming challenges that arise as you are making progress, moving along the way to your success. And the challenges will be that you may be needing an accountability partner. Maybe you don't know what it is that you don't know. Maybe you're stuck. Maybe you just can't understand what the end in mind for you looks like. So solutions are there in the book for you to uncover answers to all these questions.
Well,
the book also coaches you on how to face your fears rather than to avoid them. You know, we constantly live in this avoidance situation where we... Well, you know, we kind of feel like if we cover our eyes with a hand, then everything will disappear. No, we aren't hiding this way, you know? Everything is still there, and we got to acknowledge it. We need to face it, and we need to be adults. So instead of avoiding your fears, I'm helping you how to face them and how to deal with them in an effective manner. And the book also arms you with useful tools and know-hows to empower you to actually take actions. You know, Kevin, we often read books and we like them. We have some aha moments, and then what? Nothing happens.
Nothing. We don't do anything.
Yeah. So this book will make sure that you actually will take actions, and that's the way I built it. That's the way I wrote it. And I just think that despite what you already know about goals. Many people know already about goals. I think this book is a must read for everybody because it offers practical step-by-step strategy that is proven to produce positive, long-lasting results. Not just today, you're going to do something and forget about it. This is a book for life to help you advance to the next level. And when you advance to the next level, there will be a next level for you. And once you advance to that next level, there will be more progress for you. There isn't that point B where you're going to stop growing. I hope not. I hope that the book will be your manual for constant progress in your life, because we deserve achieving success. I truly believe in it.
Well, I completely agree. I have to think that this book is definitely a must read, and it can make it so you can achieve your goals, be successful, and also be happy, because you're achieving stuff for yourself and you can feel accomplished as a person rather than doing what other people want you to do.
I love it. This is so powerful. And you know what, Kevin? I wanted to share with you and with the listeners some of the excerpts of the testimonials I got from my book, if you will allow me.
Yeah, I would love to hear them.
So these are just three that really touched my heart, but I have a wealth of testimonials and actually video testimonials as well. And if you want to include them in this interview, you can get the links from me on my website, www.smartgoalsbook.info. People can see all the testimonials. But here are just three that really, like when this first one I'm going to read you, when I got it, I was crying. I called my husband and I said, you know what? If I were just to get this one endorsement for my book, I would feel like I'm already successful with it. So here it is. And that came from Don Cross. I wanted to make sure you realize that you are making a difference in the world. Reading your book helped me break through. And there was almost a physical sensation as if a weight was lifted from my shoulders. It was as if my brain had rebooted and came back online functioning at 100%. Thanks. How powerful is that?
That's great.
Then I have another one, and that came from a mother and my good friend, and she's a mother because the book is for parents as well. So here's what she said. Anna, thank you for helping me simplify my life by using SMART goals. Your book did a great job at explaining how the fine details help make the goal more obtainable and reachable. And I love it. That's from Lynn Lopez.
That's awesome.
And then I have another one from the America's Connection diva, Bonnie Rose Parker. She said, this book is a powerhouse of strategies, reflections, and quotes. Regardless of where someone is in their life, they can significantly benefit both personally and professionally. One unique feature is Anna's sharing of rich content followed by her personal experiences. This is definitely a must read for anyone wanting to significantly step up their game. And I love this one. And you know what? I really built the book the way that not only will you get some concepts and knowledge and tools, but you may question for yourself, Anna, who are you to tell me all this? Why should I trust you, right? Well, I support all this knowledge that I'm sharing with you with my personal experience.
Mm-hmm.
After each section in my book, it has a section that is called From My Personal Experience. And people have been just they gave me so much positive feedback on this, because I want you to know that no matter where you are in your life, and I've had, Kevin, so many people whom I knew who just recently basically took a gun and shot themselves in the head.
I'm sorry to hear
and
that.
And that is so sad. It's so sad, Kevin, because you never know what is around the corner. You just simply cannot see.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think you got to hold on, and you need to keep working. Keep working. Keep working, and you will find out what's around the corner. Your happily ever after may be around the corner. And I want to make a difference in the minds of people. I want them to know that there is the light at the end of the tunnel, you know, and that's why I'm supporting the knowledge I share in the book with my personal experiences, because I know that no matter what your difficult situation is, I've been there, trust me. I've been homeless. I've been hopeless. I've been helpless. I've been,
you've been there,
without being an ability to speak in this country, without friends, without knowing anyone, without any money, driver's license, immigration status. I've been there, trust me. And with my Jewish doctor degree, I went to law school for many years, and I went to business school for 6 years, you know, and with all my professional background and with all my educational credentials, I had to go and clean houses and work as a dogman. And it's because of that I was able to grow, and now I'm sharing all these experiences with people because I want them to know that it comes from a place of credibility. But then, Kevin, if you don't feel like, well, Anna, you know, that's okay, your experiences are your experiences, I'm not sure if I'm buying it, you know, then I'm sharing with you experiences of other people, people who have no arms, no legs, people who have been having 2,000 broken bones in their lifetime, you know, and how those people have 4 or 5 children, and how they succeed, and how they become successful, how they become millionaires, how they write books, how they move on and move up in their life.
Well, that's so powerful, and it looks like you covered the gamut. And I know you've had just great experience in your life. And I remember last time you were in the studio, you talking about different hurdles that you've overcome and different places. The way you got yourself into school was a powerful story. But how can our listeners reach out and get this book? Because it does sound like a must read. Anyone can get something out of this book. Anyone can have an achievable goal. Anyone can better their life and become happier.
Absolutely. What I first suggest is everybody right now go to your Twitter account and start following @smartgoalsbook, because all the news about the book and testimonials, new pictures, and the book launching party, everything is going to be right there at @smartgoalsbook on Twitter. There is also a Facebook page, and it's facebook.com/turnyourdreamsandwants into achievable smart goals. And if you simply go to my book's website, www.smartgoalsbook.info, you will see a great deal of videos, testimonials. You will see the book trailer. You will learn about me. You will learn about everything that's going on with us. But also, what's more important is that the website is also very engaging. And there are sharing buttons. There is a Facebook comment box. So come in there. Ask me questions. I will always reply right away. And most important, Kevin, is that I've been challenged by publishing this book. I've been challenged because I had to do everything on my own. I want to own this book. I want it to be just mine. I didn't want to get anybody involved. So everything I've done, from the book, actually, from the promotion, from the marketing, from the website, everything I've done myself. And on my blog, I'm sharing all of it, all the how-to sites of everything I've done, because many people reach out to me and they're like, Anna, wow, you've done so well with your book. How did you do it? If you have this question, go to smartgoalsbook.info/blog. All the answers are there. This is a huge blog post with all the details, links, screenshots. So if you're building your own business, if you're thinking about publishing your own book, if you want to do it yourself, this is a place to go for you, definitely.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Anna, for being on. And everyone, go out there and buy that book, Better Your Life, or learn how to write your own book. You can do it all. And thank you again, Anna. It was a pleasure. And if you write another book, we'd love to have you back on.
Thank you so much, Kevin. You have a great day.
You do. You too. It's a pleasure as always. All right, bye. Next up on Audio Dust Jacket, we have Paul Spiegelman with his book, Smile Guide, Employee Perspectives on Culture, Loyalty, and Profit. Welcome, Paul.
Good to be with you.
So before we go into your book, just give us a brief background about your business history and just your history.
Well, I'm the founder and CEO of a company called Barrel Health. We are a healthcare services company. I started the business with my two brothers in an 8x10 room, one of those bootstrap businesses, mm-hmm. about 28 years ago. And today we serve hospitals across the country to help improve the patient experience outside of the clinical visit.
Well, that's amazing, just for the fact of bootstrapping, but not many people can do that anymore unless you're a really small startup company.
That's right. It doesn't happen quite often. We were lucky that we started when we were young and didn't own anything or have any major obligations. And in the early days when we tried to get money, nobody would give it to us. And then you get a little bit of success and people are trying to throw money at you. But we decided to do it our own way pretty much the whole time.
Well, I love that. So talk a little bit about your book, Smile Guide. It sounds like a very interesting sort of just account of the culture over at your company.
Right, and the Smile Guide is almost a follow-up book to the first book I wrote, which is called Why Is Everyone Smiling? And if you strip away all the fancy ways we can describe our business, we would really be described as a call center company.
Okay.
And when you think about call centers, you think of the low morale, low margin,
yeah.
high attrition businesses. And we decided we didn't want to be a business like that. We didn't want to compete based on price. We wanted to compete on value. And what we realized is that the best way we could sell our services was to really sell the culture that we had created.
Okay.
And that was a culture simply based on employee engagement and a philosophy that we call the circle of growth that says that if we focus our efforts as leaders on getting our employees to be engaged, that's going to drive customer loyalty, and that loyalty will drive profit into our business. And as a privately held company without outside capital, we had the opportunity to then invest that profit back into our people, giving them better tools and resources to do their jobs, and that cycle simply continued.
Well, I love that, knocking off the negative connotation of call center. I want to talk about loyalty. How do you build in any company, especially a call center environment, how do you build loyalty to the brand so the people that are working for you love the company, they want to do everything they can to benefit it?
Well, first off, it starts with a leader that gets it and genuinely believes that culture is important. So I can't say that it works in every company, but I think that there's, over time, increasing evidence of this connection between culture and profit, and I think we're going to convert more people to that way of doing business. And what we have found is the way to create loyalty is to simply show your employees that they're valued, that you care about them in the totality of their lives, and that you're going to work on making sure that they have the tools and resources to be successful, that not only are you focused on the company mission, vision, and values, but you're aware of the mission, vision, and values of your people and helping them achieve their personal goals as well.
How do you go about showing them their values? Is it so much as a simple emailing saying good job, or is it more extensive than that, or are there just different approaches or different levels?
I think you have to institutionalize it. First is to look at the core values of the organization. And when we do that, we don't talk about the plaque on the wall in the lobby. We're talking about those behaviors that no matter what else in the business changes, will never change. And we developed those as a group in our company, a cross-functional group got together. And what I started to see over time was that those impacted the daily decision-making of those in our business. And they would look at a unique project, for example, that a client was asking us to do, and someone would raise their hand and say, but wait a minute, one of our values is never sacrifice quality. And are we going to sacrifice quality by taking on that job? And maybe the manual, the employee handbook says that this is the way we're supposed to handle a particular employee situation, but someone raises their hand and says, but one of our values is always do the right thing, and that may not be in the handbook. So I saw that these were real guideposts that help people every day determine how to behave in the business, and they mm-hmm. have come to define us all these years. And to the point of personal vision, how often do we ask our employees where they want to be in 3 to 5 years? And maybe that's not even in our company. And do we have the courage and confidence to actually listen to them, write that down, and help them get there over time? As an example, my head of HR, during an exercise like that, identified the fact that he really wants to be a landscape architect someday. Well, rather than feeling threatened that he might leave, now as I have one-to-one meetings with him, I can sit down and talk about his future dream to be an entrepreneur and help him get there. And I'm not worried at all that he's going to leave us.
That's amazing. It sounds like you've really given all your employees a voice in the company. They feel like that they're heard, their opinions matter, their ideas matter, and you take those into account. And I feel like that can only help benefit your company and give you multitudes of great ideas and also make the employee feel valued.
If we think about it, leaders tend to think that we know the answers, but our talent only goes so far. We have to surround ourselves with great people. We have to give them multiple ways to talk to us. The hotelier, William Marriott, had a great quote: the seven most important words in business are, "I don't know, what do you think?" So rather than just blurt out the answers or the direction, if we ask folks for their ideas, if we listen to those ideas, if we implement those ideas, and then we give them credit, think what that does to make them feel better about themselves, raise their self-esteem, and make them loyal to the organization. So I don't think any leader wants to waste talent, and the best way to retain that talent and take advantage of it is to get them involved and listen to them.
That's great, and it sounds like you're giving them a great purpose also. How do your two books, Why Is Everyone Smiling and Smile Guide, how can other companies that are reading them, can they get something out of it? Can they help redesign their company based on your past experiences?
Well, that's really what the Smile Guide is all about. That second book was actually written by our employees. We had 20 different employees from across the organization who were very passionate about these functional areas, whether it was how to hire great people, training, reward and recognition, development. And so in their voice, they talk about how to do these things. So we tell some stories about how we do things in our company. They don't necessarily apply to every company, but it's the same type of thing in these philosophies that can be adopted in any company. And that's the purpose of the book, is really to give other leaders and supervisors a toolbox about how to go down this road to developing a great culture in their organizations.
Well, that's great. How can our listeners reach out? How can they get this book? Where can they find it?
Well, the book is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all the normal sites. They can also go to my website, paulspiegelman.com, to not only learn about the books, but other methods and best practices about employee engagement and things that they can do in their organizations to create a loyal workforce.
Okay. Do you have a blog they can subscribe to get daily facts or monthly facts or something from you?
Yeah, there's a newsletter on that site that they can sign up for. It's not daily, but we certainly post updates and give them other tools and resources to help.
Well, Paul, it sounds like you guys are doing something revolutionary. And it's funny to think that it seems like such a simple idea, but no one's out there doing it. And there's so many people in miserable jobs, they don't feel like they're contributing. So congratulations. This sounds awesome.
Well, thank you. I mean, the unfortunate thing is that it is looked at as unique or revolutionary. And I think over time, what we want to try to convince other leaders about is the fact that this isn't just the right thing to do. It's also good for business.
Oh, definitely. Well, Paul, thank you so much for coming on. We'd love to have you back if you write the third book to this little series. And thank you for sharing your knowledge with us.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot, Kevin.
All right. You have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Next up on Audio Dust Jacket, we have Diane Durkin with her new book, The Power of Magnetic Leadership. Welcome to the show, Diane. So before we go into your book, can you just give me a little background about yourself?
Sure. I'm the president and founder of a company called The Loyalty Factor.
All right.
And we specialize in building employee loyalty, customer loyalty, and brand loyalty. And the whole premise on which I've built the company is that your employee loyalty will drive your customer loyalty, which will drive your brand recognition.
Okay, very, very cool. All right, so I know this is your second book. The first book you wrote was Loyalty Factor, but give me a little bit about the power of magnetic leadership. Tell us what it's all about.
Well, it's all about, you know, for companies to be successful in this world, they need to have really good leaders. And really good leaders are what I call magnetic leaders that really attract people. People want to work for them. They want to follow them. They'll, you know, they trust them to the nth degree. So it's all about engaging, empowering, and enriching the employees. And the best way to do that, that I found, is that, you know, you set a vision, you set some values, you set a purpose and some business goals, and you get everybody communicating around those. You get everybody measured around those, and you get the energy going. And so the whole idea of magnetism here is attracting the best people that you possibly can, engaging them around your vision, your values, and positioning, empowering them to make decisions, and then developing the loyalty that it takes. It's what I call it's time to get real. And R stands for recruit the right people in the right place at the right time. E is engage, empower, enrich them to get your earnings. A is appreciate them. And L is providing the leadership so that they will give you the loyalty.
All right. So does your book also help me to find out how much of a magnetic leader I am, or what kind of level I am in there?
There is a self-test at the end of the book, mm-hmm, that talks about, you know, how, what you can do. But throughout the book, there's a whole bunch of tests to figure out, you know, am I doing this right? Am I not doing this right? Am I really setting my vision? Aren't I setting my vision? Am I engaging, empowering people? How am I rewarding people? Am I doing the right types of things? And so there's a lot of self-tests throughout the book, and then there's a final 10-step process. Am I really a magnetic leader?
Okay. Well, I guess the million-dollar question is, are leaders born or made? And I bet you hear it all the time. Or is it a little bit of both? Can I learn these skills?
I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, some people have just that innate capability to be a good leader. Other people learn it through experiences that they may have had, through situations that they are thrown into. I have one person right now that just came back to me and said, you know, I never thought I was a really good leader, and then they gave me this assignment, and all of a sudden I figured out, you know, what it takes to lead and what I need to do. And it's not as easy as people think it is, because you really got to get people motivated and energized and inspired. But she said to me, she says, you know, I feel like I've gotten there. I've made some strides, and I think it's a learning experience with guidance and direction.
Okay. So break down this book for me. How's it laid out? Is it are there stories in here to help guide me along? Is it things I can do, tests? Is it just a nice, easy, like, book that I can just be like, I need to do this right now. Let me go back and reference it.
It's an easy, easy read. It's only, I think, 100, and I'm looking at it right now, it's 130 pages. So I designed all of my books, actually, so that you could read them real easily on a plane flight. You know, because a lot of executives and leaders are flying around the country a lot and so forth, and make it real easy. The other thing it does is it's got the, as I mentioned, the exercises in it. So mm-hmm. Each chapter has some specific exercises that you can do to determine, are you a leader, aren't you a leader? Yes, it does have examples. For example, I worked with IKEA International at one point, and so we have a real success story of how they got people energized when morale was really down, and how they set their vision, how they set their values, and then how they measured people against those values and that vision, and get people to a point where, I mean, everybody in that organization was just so excited. They were just willing to work, go beyond all expectations. Mm-hmm. I broke it out into the real aspect, as I had mentioned, because it's the subtitle is It's Time to Get Real. So we have a whole section on what I call the R, recruiting the right people in the right place at the right time. There's a whole chapter on the E, which is engaging, empowering, and enriching people for earnings. There's a whole chapter on how do you go about appreciating people, with a lot of examples of what people want, what people don't want. Mm-hmm. And then the whole L section on how do you build that loyalty. There's also a segment in there about working with the multi-generational workforce, which is very, very hot right now. Mm-hmm. We have all generations out there in the workforce, and there's a lot of people who think the younger generation is not motivated. They feel like they're entitled, all those types of things. So we talk about that. And then we talk about, if you're going to be a good leader and a good CEO, what do you need to do for yourself? And how do you keep yourself energized? And how do you keep yourself healthy? and mentally stimulated. So that's sort of the outline of the book.
Well, I absolutely love that. I know we can't go into all of the book right now, but something that always interests me so much is how does a leader build loyalty? Because when you have a business, you want all your employees to feel like they're making a difference, they're contributing, and you want them to care about the company and the brand. And how do you do that? I mean,
I think the biggest way is, and it's a word that's overused a lot, but you cannot over-communicate. It's all about the communication. It's setting that direction and communicating that direction. And people will tell you, well, I've done it. And I keep saying, how many times have you done it? Because people need to hear a message at least 6 times before they believe it's real. So if you're not communicating your messages at least 6 times, there's certain people that aren't going to get it. The first time they'll say, oh, well, yeah, okay. Second time, well, yeah, all right, I think I've heard this before. And the third time is when they say, geez, I've heard this before. Maybe they're really serious about this. And then it's the fourth, fifth, and sixth times where you start integrating it into the organization that people start believing it and they start seeing it. It's also treating people the way you want to be treated. It's basic, but people want to feel not like a number, but rather like they are individuals within an organization really contributing. And then also you need to take the belief that people really do want to contribute. A lot of employers say, oh, well, you know, people are just lazy, people are this. No. If you have that attitude, they're going to be lazy. If you have the attitude that people really want to contribute and I'm here to help them be the absolute best that they can be, it sets a whole new tone within the organization and people get it. And I often say that the best leaders in the world are the people that, my definition is leadership is be the absolute best that you can be personally and then help others be the absolute best that they can be. We all are not the same. We all can't be the best at everything, but we have certain qualities that really are our qualities, and we need to capitalize on those qualities and then hire people who don't have those qualities.
I absolutely love that. I love the fact that it seems like in your book you focus a lot on taking care of the leader and making sure that they are taken care of, because how can they lead and take care of other people if they don't deal with their own stuff first? And I don't feel like you really get that from most leadership books.
That's absolutely right. I mean, if you're not taking care of yourself, you're not going to be able to take care of the company or other people within that organization. And part of taking care of yourself is feeling good about yourself. And, you know, part of that is staying in shape, eating right. It's personally growing and developing every day. I tell my leaders that if you put your head on the pillow, and when you're putting your head on that pillow every night, you've got to ask yourself one question. What did I learn today? And if you haven't learned something new, then you put the light back on, you pick up a book, you pick up a magazine, and you learn something new. Because personally, you've got to be growing and learning every single day.
I absolutely love that. So, Diane, how can our listeners reach out and get your books and learn these methods and grow as leaders?
Well, they can get on our website, which is www.loyaltyfactor.com. Or the books are also available on Amazon. Or they can just call our office and we'll be happy to ship out books to them. The number is 603-334-3401.
Well, thank you so much for being on, Diane. And let us know when you write another book, because we'd love to have you back on to talk about it.
Hey, thank you so much.
All right. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye. Next up on Audio Dust Jacket, we have Norman Bodecht with his book, The Harada System. Our method, Harada Method. Welcome, Norman.
Hi, thank you very much for having me, Kevin.
No problem. I've researched about the Harada Method, and I think it's an absolutely great method, and really well just to get to do whatever you want to do. So if you could just talk about maybe your background a little bit, and then go into the book.
Okay, thank you. Yes. Well, I teach at Portland State University. I've been to Japan 81 times. I've published 250 books on productivity and quality, and I've written 7. And my latest book is called The Harada Method, which I'm very, very excited about introducing to America. Takashi Harada was a junior high school track and field coach in Japan at the worst school in the city of Osaka, the worst school out of 380, and he was dejected. He didn't know what to do. He wanted to really help his children, his students, to be winners, and he came up with this marvelous method by studying the best people in the world. And after about 2 years of implementing this method with the students, 13 of the gold students won 13 gold medals.
Wow.
That means this student was the number one student in all of Japan, like winning the Olympics. And the school went from the worst to number one out of the 380 schools. Now, what did he do? And why am I so excited about it? And why am I devoting my life to it? You know, it's very simple. It's a sports analogy. We all love sports. And how do we take the winning attitude from sports and bring it into our life, bringing it into the workplace? You know, when I ask people, what day of the week do you like? Almost everybody says Friday. Why don't they love Monday? They don't love what they do because simply they don't have a goal, something specific that they want to shoot for, that they want to attain. And Harada says, if you want to be a winner, first of all, you have to believe that you can be a winner. And you decide what winning means. And then the next thing is to pick a goal. Now, that's the challenge, because we go through a school system, and they don't ask us to pick goals. Do you know what I mean? They teach us how to read and to write. And if we're lucky, we know we can graduate high school, and if we're lucky, we can get a job. And maybe we'll go to college. Now, I teach at college, and I teach graduate students and seniors. And I ask them, what goal do you want to be successful in life? Almost none of my students have a goal to be successful.
Wow.
They want to graduate, they want a job, and they hope that the job that they get is going to be good. And then they can enjoy their lives in the evenings and the weekend. No, that's not the way life should be. Life should be wonderful every single day. Now, it's funny. It doesn't matter what you do. Really, it doesn't matter what you do. But you should have the opportunity to improve.
Definitely.
Doesn't matter if you wash dishes, what you do. It's needed in society. It's a good job. But if you can devote your energies and understand that you can be a winner, you can be a master at something. You can be an artisan. Now, look, it takes work. It's not easy. It doesn't happen overnight. You got to work very, very hard. But I want you to know that you can do it. And this method is amazing. I can see it from the result of the people I teach and from my students. I've taught it to hundreds of people in America, and it worked. And Harada has taught 60,000 people already in Japan. And that's my goal. I want to turn on America. I want to be the Johnny Appleseed for people to recognize that they can be the master of their own life, that they can be successful in life. It's attainable.
Well, I think all Americans definitely need that. Our mindsets right now are, just like you said, is work, and then I get to go home and play and do whatever, and they're always looking forward to Friday. Well, it sounds like the Serrano method is changing the way you think and working it into a way where you can be more successful and achieve all your goals.
Of course, you know, what's wonderful about the Harada method, it's a step-by-step process. You know, you don't leap off the cliff. You take one step at a time to move yourself forward. But the wonderful part of it is you pick your own goal. It's just like a sports person. I want to win the Olympics. I want to be a great swimmer. Once I get that seed deeply inside me, then I'm willing to do what's necessary. And then the key, you have to find a coach. I mean, Tiger Woods has a coach. Every great athlete has a coach. You go to work and you have no coach. You need somebody to help you, to guide you, for you to be responsible to. It's amazing what people have inside them. I mean, last week I taught 50 workers, factory workers, at a company called Columbia Vista in Vancouver, Washington. This is a lumber company, you know, and I had 50 students in the class, and I'm teaching them this concept, and I'm teaching them a concept that they're filled with great ideas. Well, it's funny. One worker in the plant, he said, you know, we have a real problem here. What we do is we take these trees, and we strip the bark, and then we automatically sort these trees into this wonderful lumber. That's what we do. We make lumber. But the problem is we have lots of hunters out in this area in Washington. These hunters go in, and they put bullets into trees. And then when the tree goes through the mill and the bullets hit the saws, it breaks the saws and the bullets can make mayhem. But the worker knows it. And then I said to the worker, well, how do you solve that? And he says, well, we get a metal detector. I said, how much is the metal detector? He says, maybe $2,500. I bring this in because people have so much information, so much ability that the companies can draw out of them, but they don't. I have a method that will draw out the talent from within you that you will benefit and your companies will benefit. And why Americans are not jumping on the bandwagon with me, that's the question, Kevin.
I don't know. It sounds like it's anyone should do this. Any company that wants to benefit, have happier workers, more successful workers, which is going to lead to a more successful company, they should be using the Harada method.
Of course. I mean, what I like is another analogy. You know, many years ago, and we used to do it in America, and they still do it in Germany. When you're a young person, I don't know, maybe 12 or 13, you have a choice. You can go on the path to college, or you can go to a path to get a skill, do you know? And so that when you graduate high school, you have a definite skill. So what you'll do in Germany, you know, you might want to be a mechanic. You go to a company, and, you know, you sign up for the next 6 years, and you join the, and you do anything when you join the company. I mean, the master doesn't even teach you. You got to steal from the master. You got to watch him, and then you practice, and then you learn. And when you learn, they let you do a little, and then they learn you how to learn to do a little bit more. We have to do this in American industry. We have to start in our school systems to really teach people that they can live a great life. And the secondly, we have to change industry to start investing in our people. They stopped. That's criminal.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah, the schools don't. I teach college. We don't do that. Go to job training people.
That's just crazy. I can't believe what's the first step that we take? How do we get this started? Because it seems like such a large process. How do we use the Harada method to get the Harada method into our running process?
Okay, very good. The first thing is you got to learn it. I mean, I recommend you learn the Harada method. You know, go to my website, pcspress.com. That's Peter, Charles, Sam, pcspress.com. And you can begin to read about the Harada method. Then you can read about it. And I'm always available to people. You know, they can always contact me. I wish I can turn on the people, you know. I've done this before, Kevin, because back in 1981, I found what we call lean management.
Mm-hmm.
I really did. I was the Christopher Columbus of lean. Not that I invented anything, but I was the first one to go to Japan and meet the creators, which was Mr. Ono and Dr. Shingo. And I translated all of their books into English, many other languages too. And I literally brought lean to America. Now it's my job to bring the Harada method to America. I'm not going to lie down. I mean, this country is in decline in so many ways. Mm-hmm. And I'm not standing for it. And I'm going to do whatever I can up to the moment I die.
Well, that's great to hear, Norman. How do our listeners learn more? I know you talked about it earlier, but how do they get out there? How do they learn more about the Harada method? How do they purchase the book? How do they start learning about this so they can start improving America?
Well, go to my website, which is pcspress.com, and they can buy the book. They can start to read about it, and I will put more information onto my site. And also, I run a lot of webinars.
Mm-hmm.
I run a webinar with a group called OEM Solutions. I'm going to run a webinar with Industry Week in May, so they can begin to learn that way.
Okay.
If the company is really serious, they send someone out here, you know, on May 20th to take my workshop and to become certified as an instructor in the Harada method.
Okay. Do you have a blog or anything people can subscribe to so they can get daily or monthly information about this?
Yeah, I will have, if they send me an email at Bodek, B-O-D-E-K, at pcspress.com, I'll keep them informed. But I do have the Harada method blog. It'll be up in about a week.
Okay.
Harada method blog.
Well, Norman.
Something like that. And Kevin, I thank you so much for interviewing me.
Yes, thank you.
And I do wish you great success. And all of your listeners, I wish you great success.
Well, we're going to have you back on or have you on more of our shows because it's just such good information. And I just wish we had more time to talk about it today. But all our listeners out there, go check this out. Check out the Harada method. It's going to benefit you. It's going to broaden your horizons. Go out there and get it.
Thank you, Kevin, very much.
All right, Norman. You have a great day, and we really appreciate you being on.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. That brings us to a close of another great show. I'm your host, Kevin Finn. For everyone here at the Business Radio X family, we will see you next time on Audio Dust Jacket.